Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bong. James Bong.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your move, creep.
Get off my plane.
Get your ass off.
I feel mean.
We see we cut the Kit Kat and Hall.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey everyone, it's Zach, and we're at PAX East 2015, and we're talking to Gabriel of Cinelinx.
How are you?
Yeah, how's the second day? So how did the first day go?
Oh, it was amazing. I didn't necessarily know what to expect, but we're set up to demo the game, and so I got here and I played the game for 8 hours straight, and it was no lunch, you know, nothing in between, because I only brought one person with me, and they got here late in the afternoon anyway, so it was just 8 hours straight of playing the game. I was drinking water and taking lozenges all day.
Yeah.
Man, looking forward to it today.
Was everyone having, like, everyone seemed to be enjoying the game?
They did. You know, in the beginning, I was laughing, and then I was texting my wife and telling her nobody wants to play with me, because the way it works, you know, people come in and they're really excited about all the big games, and then even the bigger indies that they've heard of, and then I think after a while they start to come to the tabletop area, and when they do, you know, this is a game convention, so not everyone, a lot of people would look at the sign and they say, oh, for movies, you know, they would not really into movies.
Yeah.
But slowly but surely, you know, I'd say after the first hour, you know, we started demoing the game, and then we had a few in the first hour, but it was hit or miss, and then once we got going, it was just constant. More people got here, and it was just everybody liked it. It was great to play with people that were really enjoying themselves. So
I'm sure there's a huge crossover between, like, movie fans and game fans.
Yeah, and what a lot of people would say too, like, oh, well, I'm not a movie buff, and I would tell them, you know, just sit down, you don't necessarily have to be a movie buff, you know, to play the game. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did do, because we know that, you know, we didn't really know what to expect with the audience, was we made sure to kind of start with a deck that had a lot more popular films, more recent films. Mm-hmm. You know, we went through the deck and pulled films from, like, the last 10 to 15 years versus the full deck, even though we had it there to pull from, but still, and that made it a lot easier. You know, a lot more fun for people that hadn't played movies before. I mean, hadn't played the game and hadn't aren't really that into movies. So we had a few people that were excited because they said, I don't even watch that many movies, and I won. Yeah.
How do you like describe the game to people who haven't heard of it before?
The first thing I always start out with telling them is that it's dominoes for movie buffs.
That's usually what I do too. Yeah.
And you know, to be honest, when you play it, it's not too close to dominoes, but just the reels that just kind of give that vibe. And so
yeah, then like laying everything out. And
yeah, laying everything out. And so I tell them that, and then I start to kind of explain the basics of connections. But you know, rather than explain too much to them, because in the beginning, what I was doing was trying to explain everything, and it was, you know, I could tell on their faces, they were like, oh my god, this is too much. Remember? So I started just kind of telling them a little bit about the game, telling, you know, how are you going to make connections, and then start playing, start dealing, start, you know, walking them through it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, once everybody gets it, because this is the thing, and I didn't tell someone yesterday, but I realized this a long time ago, is that when you describe the game to people, the concept is very easy to wrap your head around. But when you try to play it, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
It can be challenging, you know. So yeah, but it worked out. It worked out well.
How did you guys decide, like actors and movies? Like, how did you decide between, like, people that have, like, lots of links to them and then people who people know?
Well,
because I'm sure there's, like, an actor who, like, not a lot of people know, but he's, like, a ton of chains off of that person, so.
And some of those people got added for that reason, because we know that they would make connections. There's a lot of films, you know, we started out with a big list of films, just, you know, that's not true. We started out with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was, and I don't know why,
Not Kevin Bacon?
Not Kevin Bacon. And it's funny, you know, I was telling someone yesterday who was asking me, and he was, you know, just saying, you know, were you thinking about that game at all? And told me, you know, we had already worked on the game for like a month before or maybe even longer before ever. Kevin Bacon didn't cross our mind. And it's so weird that it didn't. Because when it did, it almost crushed the project. Because we were like, well, this is the first thing people are going to say, you know? Which is funny, because the first thing people actually said is, oh, it's Cards Against Humanity for movies. And it's not at all, but it's just an easy thing to say. So I saw that being, you know, tweeted everywhere. But then when people started looking into it more, they're like, oh, it's the Kevin Bacon thing. and almost crushed the project, but we knew already that it was way different than that, and that wasn't what we had in mind, so we kept on going and creating it. But Tom Hanks, for whatever reason, when I was stuck at the airport, he was the actor that popped in my head. And I'm a big fan of his work anyways, and so I started writing down films around him, and the logical step from Tom Hanks was Steven Spielberg. I started thinking about a lot of Spielberg films. And then I there's a little bit of bias in the film. Whenever me and two of the other guys that worked on it, we got together and started talking movies. I was like, well, I'm gonna build it around directors that I like to start. They were doing the same, so I threw in some Tarantino and Martin Scorsese. And the way the game is actually built is it's built around the directors. So we took a few directors that we really liked, and even though, you know, not all their films are in there, if it's not a film in there, there's definitely an actor that they connect to. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just kind of had to logically, branch out from the directors to a few movies to actors back into movies and then back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing with some of the games that I played for, like, the actors, I don't know if this ever came up in, like, your development or anything, but people were saying, like, if I saw, like, a picture of that, because I know who that person is when you explain it to me, but if I saw, like, a picture of them, I would know who that is right away.
Yeah, one of the issues with that is copyright and with all the images.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the budget to do something like that. And it came up almost immediately, was everybody would say, well, if I could just, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain actors.
You see, like, Stellan Skarsgård or something, like, I know who that is.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
That's what someone was saying yesterday. They're like, well, I don't know who Mark Ruffalo is. I don't know who Mark Ruffalo is. And
you say, like, Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Once you said that, then I said, you know, and I told it was the young lady. I said, if you saw his picture, you'd say, oh, that guy. And so, you know, we during the Kickstarter, we had a few people email us and say, you should put the pictures. But we already knew we couldn't, because first you have to, you know, get a hold of the photographer who actually snapped the picture,
mm-hmm.
and license that picture from them legally. And then if there's too much emphasis on any one actor's image at all, then it becomes an issue with us using them to, you know,
promote the game.
Yeah, which is the same thing that someone had told us before, and we, you know, we had thought of it. Once the game, you know, once we had already developed it, and, you know, we knew there's a Kevin Bacon similarity, but we knew we had created something that was way different. People said, well, why don't you make a Kevin Bacon expansion? And we thought it's an awesome idea. It's a very fun idea, but it's hard to do because it's really easy to build an expansion around him and his movies,
mm-hmm.
but we wouldn't know what to call it. Because if we call it the Kevin Bacon expansion, there's a problem.
Yeah.
A lot. You know, I had to learn a lot more about gaming, the laws, not gaming laws, but like just laws in general, copyright and mm-hmm. trademark. And then, you know, we consulted an attorney towards the end after we had done as much legwork as we could ourselves. But yeah, so there's just a lot of, you know, when you're dealing with this, we're lucky that it falls in line with movie trivia, but there's a lot of gray area, and if you step outside of it, the game would be crushed, and we don't want that to happen.
And you guys just announced before PAX that you're doing a mobile version, right?
We are, yeah. We're really excited about that. It's gonna launch on iOS and Android in the fall. It's funny, we had a couple of guys yesterday that were upset that we hadn't talked about Windows Phone or anything. But yeah, it's going to be there. It's going to be two-player, multiplayer, worldwide multiplayer is the idea behind it. We're building the infrastructure for four-player, but we're going to release it as a two-player version and see how it works, just because it's four-player is way more complicated in a mobile environment.
Is it going to be, so online, is there going to be like local too, like pass and play or?
Yeah, no, we didn't really, what we're going to do is have a single player mode.
Okay.
Where you're playing against the computer, the AI or whatever. We thought about the pass and play, but we kind of decided to go ahead and go with single player mode because we felt like that's a good way to get a quick game in, on your own and practice, you know, that kind of thing. But that's something that was actually on the table, but we took it off the table for that right now. But we could, you know, depending how well the game does, we could have a different mode. And that was one of the things, is that, you know, when I was working with the developers, there's some pretty good guys, and they said, you know, if you put too many modes, too many options, too many settings, people are going to not play.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to be able to have the game to where they can play it pretty easily. So it's going to be single-player mode and multiplayer mode. And it's going to be two-player because it's going to be, everybody kept telling me what it is, but I guess it's a asynchronous. It's basically like Words with Friends, you know?
Okay.
Where, what I always say, because it's easier to say, is it's message-based gameplay. So
So it's going to be like asynchronous, like
asynchronous,
you're
going to
do a move,
yeah,
and then they'll get like an email or a notification that your move is all set?
Yeah, something like that. So that way, you know, there's going to be a time limit, you know, but it's not immediate. You know, you don't have a 20-minute game that you have to stick to. And that's something we also went back and forth on, is some people do want to be able to play the game, but when you're mobile and you're on the go and you play the game, we want people to have the flexibility to kind of make a move and then, you know, take their time between their next move. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the idea behind it. So it's going to be, and that's why we're going with 2 versus 4 player, because we could do 4 player if it were 20-minute rounds. People were committed to playing right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But with the asynchronous play, then it would probably take, you know, a month to get through a game.
Are you guys adding any new expansions or cards to the game, like the mobile version, or is it going to be like the kind of the standard?
No, it's going to be way different. Not way different, but it's going to be, first of all, you know, since we don't have the limitation of printing and the amount of the deck, you know, we're going to have a lot more flexibility with how many cards that we include. But we're also going to probably pick a different, we're going to start with a slightly different core that is a little bit more well-known, just because we want it to be worldwide. We want a lot of people to be able to jump in and play, but we're also going to have definitely a lot of expansions on there to kind of tailor it to your interests. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we're developing, is that when you challenge someone, you can choose to play with the generic deck or your custom deck.
Mm-hmm.
So that may not launch with the game day one, but it's definitely going to be a feature that we're working pretty hard on, is to be able to customize your own deck to your tastes. So.
And do you guys have any additions coming up to like the state, like the board version?
Oh yeah, we do actually. With the for the Kickstarter thing, everybody, you know, voted on the Superheroes and Comics edition, and then we also have people that are interested in the Cinema Greats. So we're going to release that by summer.
Okay.
But we're going to do them both at the same time. And so we'll be reaching out to everybody that back to get the free one, so they can choose which one they want. But we went ahead and decided to do both of those because we got tons of emails from people that want every genre imaginable, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to focus our first in the anyways on, you know, the people, what the majority of the people were interested in, and the top two were Cinema Greats and Superheroes. So we want to, you know, make those expansions, get them out there for the backers and for everybody else to kind of, you know, because people love the game, but it's a lot more fun whenever you really are into the movies that are in the deck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of the direction we're going.
So where can people go to get more info and, like, actually get the board version?
It's for sale primarily through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But we have on our website, you know, cinelinks.com, there's links all over the place to get to the game portion of the site. But there's more information about the site there for our expansions and our future plans for the app and everything. But in general, it's for sale on Amazon.
Okay. And then mobile version in the fall, you said, right?
Yes, mobile version in the fall.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time today, Gabriel, and have a great PAX. Well,
thank you very much.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, twitter.com/evaction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and search for us on the iTunes Music Store and stitcher.com.